Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Bob Crosby's Bobcats start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before with their 1939 recording of Washington and Lee Swing, one of the classics from days gone by, and they start off to another year here on I've Heard That Song Before. So happy new year to everyone. I hope you had a wonderful holiday. And I can promise you lots more great music throughout 2012. And we're starting off with this morning's show. We're going to be listening to some wonderful jazz groups and orchestras from the 30s and the 40s. Yes. And of course, the Bobcats were one of them, carved out of the larger orchestra led by Bob Crosby. They were one of the finest small jazz groups around, flourished in the 1930s and into the 1940s. We'll be hearing from them a little later on in the show, but right now we're going to go to one of the most famous jazz artists and band leaders, and that is Benny Goodman. Known to posterity as the King of Swing, he was, of course, an expert clarinetist with a wonderful jazz style, had a career that went on for ages. We're going to hear some recordings that he made with his orchestra and one of his smaller groups in the 30s and 40s. And our first number comes from 1939, when Benny And his orchestra teamed up with that wonderful jazz and swing vocalist Mildred Bailey. They provided a recording. They're going to provide for us this morning, is what I'm trying to say. A recording of the number written by Eddie DeLange and Jimmy Van Heusen, with an arrangement, by the way, by Eddie Sota. And it is Peace Brother. And that's from 1939. We'll go back a couple of years to 1937 for our next number. This is Benny with the swing orchestra in a full flood, I guess we'd have to say, of music at their peak. Well, they kept at their peak for quite a while, but this was a recording taken off the air in 1937 of the classic song Josephine. Some fine clarinet from Benny Goodman on that one, and some fine trumpet. I'm not sure whether it's by Harry James or Ziggy Elman. Sounds a little bit like Harry James, but it's great trumpet anyway. And that would be Josephine. Then we'll go forward 10 years to one of the smaller groups that Benny Goodman led. And this is one that featured Red Norvo on vibraphone and Mel Powell on piano, along with a few other musicians. Also a very nice vocal by Peggy Lee, and she was singing with the Goodman Band around this time and joined in the small group recordings that Benny made for the Capitol label. And the song they'll bring us is was written by Benny Goodman himself with Al Zink, Keep Me in Mind. Three numbers by Benny Goodman, and we'll start with Benny and Mildred Bailey with Peace Brother.
Chickens on the table, peace, brother. Trouble's just another fable, so they say. Peace, brother. Ain't you glad you're through your hoeing? Peace, brother. Cabin lights are glowing, peace, brother. Love is waiting and you're going right. Enough to eat. Don't need shoes for your big feet. Got a smile from ear to ear. Don't let it disappear. You can't be beat. Peace, brother. All your sins can be forgiven. Peace, brother. Ain't you glad you're living? Peace, brother. Up to heaven you'll be driven on that judgment day. Thank you. keep me in mind and put me in your heart to stay. Keep me in your dreams at nightfall. Let me be the one above all. Oh, what can I do to prove to you the way I feel? Dreams would come true if you'd believe in this appeal. It's only that I cherish, love, and adore you. So please be kind. Keep me in mind.
For the finest in jazz, tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Here at the University of Ottawa, I'm Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're enjoying some of the jazz greats from days gone by. We just listened to three recordings from one of the best, Benny Goodman. With his orchestra and singer Mildred Bailey from 1939, the number Peace Brother. Josephine, they brought us from 1937. And from 1947, Benny Goodman with a smaller group, including Red Norvo and Mel Powell and Peggy Lee. Keep Me in Mind, number written by Benny himself. Well, this morning we are listening to, as I said, some of the jazz greats, and we just heard from the King of Swing, and we're going to hear from another aristocrat, the Duke. Duke Ellington is going to join us with his orchestra from the 1930s and 1945. This is taken from a very fine collection of Ellington's songs, the Centennial Edition. I guess it was issued on the 100th anniversary of his birth, and it's a very fine collection. Covers most of his career, and we're going to concentrate on the middle part. We're going to start in 1934 with a number that was written by Sam Coslow and Arthur Johnson. And we will hear the Ellington Orchestra with the number I Met My Waterloo. And then a number written by the Duke himself from 1940. You may have heard this one before. It's one of the more famous Ellington numbers, and it's called Never No Lament. Then we'll go forward to 1945, to a number that Duke Ellington wrote himself, another one. He wrote a lot of songs. This was some help from Don George. And on this one, the vocal will be provided by Ellington Band singer Joya Sherrill. And I have to confess, I haven't heard this one before, but we're listening to it this morning. Maybe you have. It's delightful anyway. From 1945, it will be Everything But You. We'll start three numbers with Duke Ellington, and we will start with I Met My Waterloo.
Thank you. Texas, a house with installments due, a letter with lots of X's, everything but you. You left me some beans from Boston, a bicycle built for two, a memory to get lost in, everything but you. Each day was so gay and so daring, I loved every breathtaking minute, for how could I know I was sharing a kiss without a future in it? You left me a dream to room with, a coffee pot from Peru, a knife and a fork to spoon with, everything but you.
Bridgehead is celebrating a decade of serving great coffee and tea to the Ottawa community. Bridgehead supports small-scale farmers by offering 100% fairly traded and organic coffees and teas. Their commitment to social responsibility means grower families receive more money for their coffee and cooperatives receive more money for special projects chosen by the community. Bridgehead wants to thank you for your support over the past decade and looks forward to serving you a tasty coffee, tea, and freshly baked good at one of their 12 Ottawa locations.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're here on your dial, and we're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we are starting off the new year with some wonderful jazz from days gone by, and we've just heard from one of the great ones, Duke Ellington and his orchestra. From 1934, we heard I Met My Waterloo. From 1940, we heard Never No Lament, and we've just listened to Everything But You from 1945, with the vocal provided by Joya Sherrill. We're going to hear now from one of the great early bands, flourished in the 1920s and well into the 30s, and it was led by Fletcher Henderson. He is perhaps better known as the great arranger who worked together with Benny Goodman to bring about the swing era, and he of course did some wonderful arrangements for the Goodman Band in the second half of the 1930s. He had of course done arrangements before for his own band and had led a wonderful band in the 20s with some great musicians. A lot of great musicians passed through his ranks, and he carried on into the 1930s with the band a slightly different sound and moved on from the earlier sound to a rather fuller sound. And keeping with the swing era, I guess. We're going to hear two numbers from that later band from 1933 and 1934. We will hear the orchestra first with a number written by Noble Sizzle and J. Russell Robinson. Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra will bring us Yeah Man. Then we'll go to 1934. To a number written by the great songwriting team of Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. And that was recorded by the Henderson Orchestra, as I said, in 1934. And the number is Happy as the Day is Long. Two numbers from the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra. Yeah, Man will start us off. Thank you. Two numbers from the wonderful orchestra of Fletcher Henderson from the 1930s. Excuse me. We heard first from 1933, Yeah Man, written by Noble Sizzle and Russell Robinson. No relation, I'm sorry to say. It's a good songwriter. Happy as the Day is Long was brought to us from 1934 by the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra. Well, I promised you some more of Bob Crosby's Bobcats, and that's what we're going to get for our next two numbers. As I mentioned, they were a smaller group carved out of the larger orchestra that was led by Bob Crosby. Oh, I'm so sorry about this cough. I guess a little winter tickle there. They were a very fine group, that is the Bob Crosby Bobcats, and one of the greatest of the small jazz groups, and they had some marvelous personnel playing with them. We're going to hear two numbers from them. Oh, dear me. I better play the numbers and stop coughing here. From 1938, a number written by Bob Zirk, who was also the pianist with the group, and it's called Bigfoot Jump. Then we'll go to 1941, to a number, and I'm not sure who wrote this. I couldn't find out much about the songwriters, but it's called I'll Keep Thinking of You. And who's playing on this one? Oh, yes, Bob Goodrich on trumpet, Eddie Miller on tenor sax, Jess Stacy on piano, the great Ray Baduc on drums. And on Bigfoot Jump, we're going to hear from Yank Lawson on trumpet, Irving Frazola on clarinet, Eddie Miller again on tenor sax, Bob Zirk on piano, and Ray Baduc on drums. So we'll start with Bigfoot Jump from 1938.
don't keep thinking of you. Though you broke my poor heart in two, I know you'll soon forget me, but I'll keep thinking of you. I'll keep longing for you. Though I know you could never be true, but I'll just keep on forever longing, sweetheart, for you.
Numbers from Bob Crosby's Bobcats. From 1938, we heard Bigfoot Jump. And from 1941, we heard I'll Keep Thinking of You, with a vocal by Bob Crosby himself. Lovely voice he had. And a very fine orchestra. And as we just heard, a very fine smaller jazz group. That's what we're listening to this morning on I've Heard That Song Before. We're here on your dial at 89.1 FM. And we're listening to some wonderful jazz from the orchestras and smaller groups of days gone by. And we've been playing mostly from the 30s and the 1940s. And we're going to go to the 1940s for our next two numbers, which is from the very fine trad jazz group led by trumpeter and cornetist Muggsy Spanier. He's always fun to listen to, and he had an ability to get a lot of fine musicians into the studio, and in this case it was the Commodore Studios, set up by Milt Gabler, that great entrepreneur of jazz whose legacy in the Commodore jazz recordings is one of the treasures of the genre. Muggsy got together with some friends in 1944, and we're going to hear two of the recordings that he made, or they made at the time. And the group, as I mentioned, is Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtimers. First of all, from the pen of Earl Hines and Henri Wood, we'll hear the group with the number Rosetta. It's a very famous jazz standard of the day. Muggsy on trumpet, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Miff Mole on trombone, Boomy Richmond on tenor sax. I don't know him. Eddie Condon is always there on guitar. One of my favorite pianists, Gene Schroeder, Bob Haggart on bass, and the great George Wetling will be doing the drums. From the same year, we will hear a number, The Lady's in Love with You. And I wasn't able to find out who wrote it. Maybe written by one of the group. That particular day, it was Muggsy Spanier on trumpet again, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Lou McGarrity joins us on trombone, Eddie is there on guitar, Gene Schroeder is with us again on piano, Bob Haggart on bass, and Joe Grosso is playing the drums on this one, The Lady's in Love with You. And we will start with Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtimers and Rosetta. Thank you. numbers from one of the great jazz, trad jazz groups of the 1940s, Muggsy Spanier. We heard Rosetta and The Lady's in Love with You. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we've been listening to some of the great jazz from days gone by, and we have two more for you this morning. And we're going to listen to Don Redman and his orchestra. Perhaps not as well known as some of the others that we've heard today, but he is considered to have been one of the greatest arrangers in jazz, and his work was credited for having a significant influence on what was to become the swing music of the 1930s. In 1931, after working with Fletcher Henderson as an arranger and player, and also with McKinney's Cotton Pickers, Don Redman formed his own orchestra, and he led that throughout the 1930s. And we'll hear two numbers that the orchestra recorded. In 1932, we'll hear Nagasaki. And in 1938, they recorded a number that I think you probably heard enough of yesterday, but you're going to hear, excuse me, another version of it today, and that is the traditional New Year's song, Auld Lang Syne, recorded by the Don Redman Orchestra in 1938. We'll start with Don Redman and Nagasaki.
Dynamite, boy, I drink nothing but Saturday night. Saggy,
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 well,
it's got
to
in
the baggy, and the
wiggle, 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 wiggle. Oh, man, how they entertain. I mean, a hurry, hurricane. Saggy, saggy,
well, it's got to in the baggy, and the wiggle,
wiggle, wiggle. Food your arm, I've got a mama, then your troubles increase, boy.
It's the bottle, and 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 the bottle,
and the bottle, and the bottle, and the bottle, and the bottle, and the bottle, and the bottle, and the bottle, and the bottle, and the bottle, and the bottle, and
back and back, snag around the fellas through the back and the women make you wag.
Back and back, snag where the fellas through the back and the women make you wag.
Thank you.
Concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.